there's something happening 365 days a year, whether it's in the June and the height of breeding season here in Wisconsin, or whether it's in the depth of the winter, you can find birds just about anywhere. I think people, when they think about going birding in the tropics, they're always looking for the new birds that we don't have here in Wisconsin. And I was kind of surprised about how moved I was when I started seeing some of our birds down there.
One way to get people who aren't really into birding interested in looking at birds is watching something as lovely as a bald eagle. A good place to see them would be Sauk City along the Wisconsin River. One time I had a bald eagle there fly right up into a tree right next to me. Just a gorgeous view of it in the sun. You can watch them fly down from the trees and fly over the water and scoop down and grab a fish and bring it up to a tree and eat it.
Well, we're starting up a bike trail here in downtown Port Washington. It's very protected. It's very close to the lakeshore. I hear a chickadee calling here as we get started.
We used to go out for walks a lot, and one day we were out and we saw this red-tailed hawk circling. And so, you know, we were watching that, but it was so far away. So I went out and bought this little tiny pair of binoculars.
For $20.
And then, you know, then you start seeing birds up close. And before you knew it, Chuck had his own little $20 pair of binoculars.
Once you get really close to a bird with binoculars, you start to see things you'd never would imagine.
You know, birds that we would just totally ignore before that. For example, sparrows. Sparrows look so plain. But once you really get into birding, and you know, there are certain sparrows that are just beautiful.
Goldfinch flying over. They say potato chip when they fly. Potato chip, potato chip. Sometimes if you're quiet and you just go out and sit in the woods or along a shore and you're quiet and don't make a lot of movement, you can get close to birds. You just sit down someplace and let the birds come to you. And it's a good way to see them up close. And there goes a cooper's hawk.
Seeing birds is one thing, but hearing birds is another thing.
After learning the songs of the birds, it's almost like being in a symphony, just this incredibly beautiful song, almost like hearing the heartbeat of the planet.
Single note call of a cardinal, northern cardinal, just flew across the path there.
What it's done for us, I think, is pulled a whole state into our life. I mean, just all corners of the state we're pretty well acquainted with because of birds.
If a person were to actually record the array of bird species that either are resident or visit our state during the course of a year, you're probably talking about 300-plus species.
There's a white-breasted nuthatch I just heard. Yank, yank, yank. Yank, yank, yank.
It's easy to get obsessed with birds, you know. It really is easy. But think about it, you know, if you're going to have an obsession, why not something beautiful that gets you outdoors, that brings you out into nature, that makes you happier? I mean, there are just some gorgeous, fantastic days. And, you know, in the past, we wouldn't have been outdoors. You know? But now we're always outdoors.
All they need, you know, is a pair of binoculars and a little bit of time. You know, it's great exercise, and why not?